Reading on. Finally, at the inexpensive sanatorium whither he is transported. Whither? Finally, at the inexpensive sanatorium whither he is transported, Kafka runs into the rain, fills up his gasping, aching lungs and sings. He sings gloriously an unfettered love song to the one true love of his short, often unhappy life. And in the minutes before tuberculosis consumes and kills him, he learns at last to sing, to fly, and to love. Oh, my God. Isn't it amazing? It's classic Grossman. That's why he's a genius. He does it every time. He finds a way of wrecking you. Are you all right here, Kafka?
Yes. Goodness. Wasn't prepared for that. It's very strong.
You're weeping.
Am I? So I am. Well, good writing should have that effect. It should be strong. It should break us apart. Little, fracture us. But I confess, I hadn't expected it from Herr Grossman.
Mm. I said he was clever. I said so, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
What's the matter?
Nothing. No, nothing's the matter. I'm absolutely fine.
Well, you've gone awfully pale, Herr Kafka. Don't you want to sit down?
The thing is...
What?
I don't know if I can do this.
Why not? Of course you can.
But it's a mountain. 3 weeks until we open. We haven't started. This is difficult. You need a better man than me. Yes, you do. Is it too late to replace me?
Well, why would we replace you? Herr Grossman thinks you're perfect.
When my lungs are so weak, I can't sing. How can I be perfect? Yes, there are similarities between myself and this character I'm playing. But other than that, I'm far from perfect. I'm quite an odd choice, in fact. An oddity. A frightened, lonely oddity. That's what I am.
No, we'll help you. Wait till you see her. Oh, Adora, she's wonderful. Just what you'd imagine. Beautiful and radiant.
It's all about Dora. I should never have let this happen. My father was right. I don't stand up for myself. I should have put my foot down. What was I thinking?
What are you saying?
I should never have agreed to this show.
But you were moved to tears. I saw you.
Oh, no, but that was...
What?
That was... I don't know. Anyhow, I'm going to leave now.
No, please, you can't leave.
But I must. I must go. I can't go. I'm trying to go.
Are you all right?
You don't need to keep asking if I'm all right. I'm perfectly all right. It's just, for some reason, my legs won't carry me at the door. Well, no matter. I'm sure it'll pass. I'll sit here till they work again.
Oh, hey, Kafka, I don't like this. I'm going to fetch
them. There's no need, Felice. I'll wait here. When I can walk again, I'll leave. Somehow, I just feel so sluggish.
I won't be long. I'm going to find someone. Don't panic, Herr Kafka. Everything will be all right.
I'm not panicking. I'm quite calm. Quite calm.
Oh,
I'm quite calm.
What's going on? Where's she going?
Father, nice to see you.
They're telling me you've quit.
Not at all.
They're saying you're refusing to get on with it.
Well, yes and no.
Are you out of your mind?
Well...
What are you doing? Why are you sitting there all stiff?
As a matter of fact, I'm finding it hard to move.
Hard to move?
Yes, I was going to move, but I can't, so I'm waiting for it to wear off. It's my body it does that. What are you doing here?
Do you understand how much Grossman's invested in this show?
I'm sure it's a tidy amount.
He owes a lot of money.
Well, what's money anyhow?
But 3 weeks before it opens, what are you doing sat there like a cockroach?
Slug.
What?
I'm sat here more like a slug, in fact.
I struggle to understand you, Kafka. I really do.
Do you struggle?
I do. Well, look at you. 40 years... Oh, do you know where I was at 40?
A runaway success.
Yeah, precisely that. A runaway success. Thank you. And here you are, not even off the blocks.
I suppose my blocks must have been more sticky.
Sticky? What? It's not like you're being asked to do anything difficult. Sing a few notes, speak a few lines. Do you know how miserable people's lives are?
Father, I'm stuck here. My legs are frozen solid, so I can't leave. But I would dearly appreciate some compassion.
I expected better, that's all.
You've never let me doubt it. Remember when you left me in the rain? When I was afraid at night? When I was crying in my room? You put me outside and shut the door?
It wasn't raining.
Well, actually, it was. And also, the fact it was raining is only a detail in that little episode.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's right. The truth belongs to you, not me.
You remember things the way you choose to.
So you didn't put a terrified child outside in the rain?
I don't know what you're blathering about. You've done well out of me. Books published, a reputation, and for this I get abuse.
I'm not abusing you. I'm telling you.
Well, look. I've said my piece. You'll do what you like anyway. Always were an obstinate child. But Kafka, I implore you, think of your mother. She was so excited about this show. Well, it's not like you've given her much to cheer down the years.
No. Ah, well, alas.
Do the right thing, lad. I know you will.
You're not making a nuisance of yourself.
Dora, thank goodness, when did you arrive? Oh, look at that. The minute you get here, I can move again.
I came as soon as I could. I heard you weren't well.
Me? No, I'm fine now. Now you're here. My tuberculosis is completely under control. I'm full of energy. Oh, you are beautiful.
Oh, Franz. Oh, but you're so thin. Have you been eating?
I never stop eating. Dora, I've got myself tangled up with this wretched show. I thought with my books selling so badly, I thought I'd try and make a little money for us, for the future, but I fear I'm out of my depth.
Franz, you silly bear. You know we could survive anything together.
Even poverty.
Why even talk about poverty? Why should we be poor? I can work all day and all night if I have to. Look at me, I'm a mule. That's how we're made in Poland.
You're an angel.
Oh, my little furrowed forehead. Look, I've been to the market. You won't believe it. I found candles. Here, aren't they perfect? They're so thick and sturdy, you'll be able to write for weeks.
How did you manage that?
If you know where to look, you can work around the shortages. And see here, honey.
You found honey?
Take a spoonful now, for your throat. How is your throat?
I barely notice it hurts.
But it hurts?
No. I don't deserve you.
Contrary to what you think, everyone deserves somebody, including you.
I was starting to think I couldn't love anybody.
You? Oh, I never knew a man with more love in his heart.
Really?
You're in love with everything. Well, true, you're not always forthcoming about it, but still, it's in your looks. And it's 10 times more precious when you keep it so hidden.
Where are you going?
I have some more shopping to do. The prices, honestly, people are hoarding. There's a madness in the air, Franz. I don't like it. And you know, they're making a lot of arrests. It's dangerous at night. It's like every lunatic is crawling up out of the drains.
Please, Dora, I beg of you, keep out of harm's way.
Nothing's going to happen to me.
Promise you won't be long, please.
Franz, you look like you've seen a ghost.
I think I must sometimes haunt myself.
Yes, that's just what you do. You haunt yourself. I won't be long. Promise. I must go before the shop's shut.
Dora.
And don't misbehave!
Dora.
Thank you! Thank you, lovely scene. We'll work on the songs tomorrow. That's it for today.
Franz, you did it. That was wonderful. Wonderful work. The way you reacted when Dora came in, it was so heartbreaking and moving. Well, you look great together. I totally bought into the romantic side of the story. How did you feel about it?
I wasn't acting.
I know, it was so natural.
No. I mean,
Mr. Kafka?
I need to see Grossman.
You're so pale.
I must see Grossman.
Mr. Kafka?
Now. I have to see Grossman. Now. Milena?
Kafka, what are you doing here? I was just wrapping up. You want to get a drink?
No. No, I don't. I'm looking for your husband.
Suddenly everyone's looking for my husband. Two men came in earlier, said they wanted to speak to him.
What two men?
I don't know. They made me nervous. What's the matter with you? You're shaking.
Where is he?
Come, let's go outside and talk.
No, we'll talk right here. I demand to see Herr Grossman. Where is he?
He's not well.
I don't care. If I can't see him, it's over. It's finished. The show will have to be cancelled.
But I heard you had a great day. I heard you were
fantastic. I'll ask again, where is your husband?
Well, someone's found his warrior.
Milena.
All right. I'll take you to him.
You will?
Follow me.
Thank you.
Honestly, sweet, you do work yourself into a larva. You'll not live long like that.
Is he in his office?
No. You have to remember he has very specific needs.
Yes, yes, so you said. Where are we going?
We need to take the elevator down.
I thought we were already on the ground floor.
We are. After you.
I suppose he has a private office where he can be completely alone. Space is important to a thinker. I suppose he hates interruptions. I know I do. That's why I write at night. Well, it's getting harder these days. Just finding enough light. What with the cost of paraffin? Dora. Bought me some candles. Dora. What would I do without her? Grossman's right. She's the love of my life. That beautiful, incandescent soul. She's a candle. My Dora. The brightest candle that ever burned.
My husband's such a sweetie. He can't live without applause and approval. He's like a child. He needs people to love him. It's like oxygen to him. He's such a dreamer, always stuck in his head. Nothing brings him back down to earth like a small measure of pain. Only thing I can trust, he says.
The only thing you can trust?
I live in a world of mirrors. Pain is the only thing I can trust. He likes saying that.
Doing to him?
He has dark thoughts. He hates having dark thoughts. He says people don't pay money on a Saturday night for dark thoughts. He thinks they're a private matter. He gets rid of them all down here. It's a sort of purging, I suppose. He says he suffers so his audience doesn't have to. Whatever.
Oh, this is ghastly.
He comes out quite jolly. Runs out with a big smile on his face. Don't you, my dear? You're a different sort of man, Kafka. You don't put a smiling face on everything. You share what you see. I think that's more honest somehow. After all, this world has its dark corners.
Why does he cover his face?
To protect him from prying eyes. Oh, the newspapers would love to get a photo of him here. Can you imagine? He has many enemies.
Why? Who? Who were those two men? I dreamt about them. I dreamt about him. Who were they?
Franz is all right. Nothing's going to happen. He's always getting these threats because he sees through everybody. The politicians and their soothing empty words. They all despise him. They'd all be happy if he disappeared. But he continues. Bark's worse than their bite, he says. Go, speak to him.
I don't think I have anything to say. Can we go, please?
He loves you, Franz. He says that you are him, but with far greater talent. He says reading your books is like staring at a terrible truth that scorches you inside. And that all you can do to protect yourself is laugh.
Well, then perhaps I understand him a little too. And perhaps the feeling I had today owed something to being understood myself. And the overwhelmingly uncommon sensation of not being alone.
What about the show?
Milena, I've been waiting all my life for my life to begin. But I've never got far enough from the shore that I could not turn back. The whole point of life is to be far enough away that turning back is impossible.
Then you'll do it.
I must. The show must be performed. Grossman has revealed things about me I did not know myself. I want it to be a success. For Grossman. For my father.
And for yourself, Franz.
Yes. For me too, Milena. For me too. At last.